We're talking with Greta Szarro, who is the organizing director of World Beyond War. Greta, why don't we just start off with a brief introduction to, you know, what is World Beyond War?
Thanks for having me, Mark. World Beyond War is a global grassroots network. We have members in 188 countries worldwide that have signed our Declaration of Peace, advocating for the end to all war and the transition to a just and sustainable peace. And we look at war holistically, looking to abolish the entire institution of war and looking at all of its multifaceted impacts, from the environmental impact to the economic impact to, of course, the human impact. And you can learn all about our mission and campaigns at worldbeyondwar.org.
Now, recently, I was involved in a campaign. It took 8 years, but we successfully convinced the state controller in New York to finally divest the state pension funds from fossil fuel. But I see you, World Beyond War, has a campaign, divest from the war machine. So what are you trying to accomplish with that?
Yeah, that was so exciting to see that New York has finally divested its pension fund from fossil fuels, and we would call on the legislature and the comptroller to divest from weapons as well, which ties into our Divest from the War Machine campaign, which is really about exposing the pervasiveness of the war machine, weapons manufacturers, etc., in our society. And when we kind of look under the hood and see that, unfortunately, a lot of the banks that we use and the places where we invest our retirement funds are then reinvesting that money in weapons manufacturers. And so the campaign is about, you know, looking at your investments on the personal level, but beyond that, also looking at it at the community level and institutional level, such as where churches put their endowments and universities put their endowments, all the way up to city investments and state investments.
Now, one of the campaigns I was looking at recently is Stop the Money Pipeline Going Back to Fossil Fuels. But, you know, they look at some of the big banks like J.P. Morgan Chase is, you know, $190 billion or something in fossil fuels over the last 5 years. What are some of the big investors in the war machine?
Yeah, some of the big ones that come to mind are Raytheon, General Dynamics, Honeywell, Boeing. There are so many. And also something that we really like to emphasize is the fact that, you know, fossil fuels and weapons are intimately tied, because wars are often fought for fossil fuels, and because war and preparations for war are one of the leading causes of pollution and climate change. The U.S. military is actually the largest institutional consumer of oil on the planet. So really, when we're talking about divestment about fossil fuels, we need to also incorporate divestment from weapons and make those linkages.
Another one of your campaign is close military bases. So we're talking about military bases in the United States, or the, I don't know, hundreds of military bases worldwide the United States maintains.
In an ideal world, we would like to see the closure of all military bases as we transition away from this notion of militarized security. But our campaign really focuses first and foremost on the closure of U.S. foreign military bases, which we see as kind of low-hanging fruit, as something that we could easily start to close these foreign bases, which really serve no purpose other than to just promote U.S. imperialism and expansionism and kind of promote U.S. dominance around the world. And, you know, even we oppose war from every country, but we do recognize that the U.S. military is the biggest culprit here and has 95% of all foreign military bases, which is something like 800 military bases in 80 countries.
Now, of course, we presumably have just elected, you know, a new president. We'll see later in January whether the incumbent needs to be dragged out. But you know, how are you, you know, what are you hoping to see, you know, from the Biden administration on some of the issues at World Beyond War? You know, do you have some top actions you're hoping to convince him to take?
Yeah, one action that we're pushing is to avoid war with Iran and to re-sign the nuclear deal, which is something that Trump pulled out of. So that would be one step that can be taken right away with the new Biden administration. And another top action on day one is to stop supporting the war on Yemen. It was unbelievable, actually, that Congress twice passed legislation to end U.S. support for the war on Yemen, which was very historic. And then when that legislation got to Trump's desk, he actually vetoed it twice. And so we're hopeful that Congress can again pass that and that Biden would sign it and we can finally pull out of that horrible, horrible war.
Now, you know, Dwight Eisenhower, who led the American and, I guess, allied forces in World War II and, you know, was president for two terms, you know, he did warn the country as he departed about the military-industrial congressional, you know, complex, which still seems to have a lot of power in D.C. How can we as citizens, you know, sort of challenge the domination that the military-industrial complex has, you know, over the purse strings and over Congress?
Yeah, that ties into the Divest from the War Machine Coalition's work, which is a national coalition working on this issue. And one of the campaigns related to divestment is to call on our elected officials as well to stop taking money from weapons manufacturers. So that is part of the campaign to expose, you know, which members of Congress are receiving money from the weapons manufacturers and to call on them to stop doing that. And I think, you know, also just in general, working on divestment helps to reveal these connections in our society and helps to stigmatize the war machine and show, as you're saying, that this complex is pervasive and existing all throughout society.
So what can, you know, the average American, you know, do at this point, and how can people sort of best engage with World Beyond War?
Yeah, I would encourage folks to go to our website, worldbeyondwar.org, and the first step is to sign the Declaration of Peace that I mentioned at the beginning, which is really a pledge to commit to working with us nonviolently to end all war. Take that pledge. When you sign it, you can check boxes to say what you're interested in, whether it's closing bases or divestment or something else, and then we'll follow up with you to take action on your interest areas.
You know, one of the concerns that many activists has that even though, you know, while the Democrats claim that the Russians, you know, helped elect Mr. Trump as president, the tensions with Russia certainly increased over the last 4 years. And certainly both Trump and Obama was increasing tensions with China. So what should we be doing in terms of trying to, you know, defuse the Cold War, you know, with China and Russia at this point?
Yeah, we think that it's very important for the U.S. to be a leader in leading demilitarization and disarmament efforts. As you said, that there's all of this talk and demonizing of these other countries. But again, when we look at the numbers, we see that the U.S. is, you know, far and away the largest culprit here with, as we mentioned, 95% of all foreign military bases, 50% of all military spending, which is $1 trillion a year, is from the U.S. military. So really, we have to see who is the elephant in the room. It's the U.S. And so we envision, you know, if the U.S. can lead the way in disarmament, other countries will follow. Because right now, as we're continuing to escalate, that's just threatening these other countries and then causing this kind of arms race where they're, you know, arming up in fear of what we could do.
So we have about a minute left. One thing the Obama administration did, that many people are not familiar with, is that I think it's almost $1 trillion they committed to upgrading, you know, our nuclear weapon arsenal, which sort of ratchets up the threat of nuclear war. So in 45 seconds, what can we do to defuse the threat of nuclear war?
Yeah, I would again urge people to look at divestment. It's a really tangible way to take action. Look at where you are banking, where you're putting your investments, and start lifting the hood of the institutions in your communities, universities, churches, etc. Look at where they invest and divest from the war machine. That's something that's so tangible, and we have agency to do that.
Well, thank you very much. We've been talking with Greta Szaro, the organizing director of World Beyond War, and this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.